Janina and I in West Harbour at the moment, but only just arrived back. I have been an outdoor instructor for 5 years and ended up in Tongariro National Park, yeah, about 5 years ago. But the last 2 years I worked in a lodge right in Whakapapa, and so just being in front of Ruapehu and the Maunga. And my partner's an outdoor instructor. His job was affected by COVID, as was mine. So now we're back at the family base and just reviewing life from here, but we've got some good ideas as what's happening next.
Is your mum happy to have you back?
I think my parents are happy. It's not always easy though, but coming back to family and, you know, now that I'm almost 29, but yeah, it's a big enough house that we can have our own space, and we've got, yeah, some good ideas of what we're going to do and make the use of being back here. So I'm finishing my degree, which is outdoor education and sustainability, to get my degree to follow through to postgraduate counselling and masters in counselling. I'll eventually venture south. Yeah, from here it's just a matter of, I've now gone into full time, prioritise that study. It's good to cram it in and get it done and then venture south. So yeah, my partner and I are gonna potentially use my dad's building skills as well as my brother's building skills and potentially my grandfather's building skills to create a tiny home, which my partner now, because he lost his job, he's like, all right, and I've always had this dream of a tiny home, and now he's kind of grabbing that idea and running with it.
So he's studying, designing it, reading up
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, he's up to 4 a.m. sometimes going, yeah, he's already designed and now he's getting a bunch of quotes, and literally this happened about a week. But we're pretty rapidly looking into it all so that we could be based in Canterbury while I study, but have the opportunity to up and leave, and we want to be near the mountains because we're outdoor mountain people, so we'll end up back there. But we're in the big smoke for the meantime.
Safely, which is a good thing, right?
Yeah, but the mountains, yeah, I don't know, like Fiordland or Wanaka. I'm not sure about Queenstown, but mountains, because my view from my bedroom for the past 5 years was Narrahoe. So I've always been surrounded by bush and native birds, and it's a bit of shock coming back to the city. Yeah, I guess just that connection to the land and having access to the mountains, which we enjoy recreating in, and just generally what comes with being in a more rural area, which is like community. And we haven't found our place yet. Obviously, our foundation of Tongariro has been shifted, but we're hoping that it's for a bigger purpose of, we're going there anyway eventually. It's just like the COVID thing just pushed us there faster and unexpectedly, but such is life.
Would you go back to Tongariro?
Oh, we're going this weekend.
So yes.
Yeah, so my partner's going kayaking. I'm not much of a whitewater paddler. I get scared. So he will go paddling. I'm going to bring my skis, but at school holidays, I'd probably be too busy. Otherwise, I might just go for a frosty walk and catch up with some friends that I haven't seen in a little while. I think to live, no. It seems like the south is calling us more, but it was definitely a stunning place to live for a period of time. And so it's a bit of a grieving process leaving there, but at the same time it's nice to, yeah, be thinking of a tiny home and thinking of the South Island and what potentially my partner and I can do. So one door closes and a bunch of other doors open.
Sounds like an amazing plan B.
Yeah, well, we had to, yeah, or else we'd go insane and just wallow in the loss instead of focusing on the positive.
Let's talk about West Harbour a tiny bit. How is it compared to how you remembered as a child?
It's changed a lot. I think my dad built West Harbour Drive before I was born, so I'm 29. But then he sold that and got another piece of land, and he built another house, and they're still in that same house. And it was farmland, and there was like some houses. Mm-hmm. So it's quiet and it's lovely. It's a lovely suburb to come back to because, yeah, you do feel like it's not crazy busy like certain parts of Auckland are. Mm. And I'm so used to quiet being in the mountains, so I think it's like a good base to come back to. So, a bit of a backstory. I've got deaf parents, and so I grew up in an alternative upbringing to some people. Not massively, but you know, there's some differences. I've worked in disability home support work since I was 17 till about 21, and then youth development through the outdoors. So it's always been people-based jobs, and I found that I'm a highly sensitive person myself, which could be used to my advantage in regards to just picking up on on things for people and potentially helping. And I think that's definitely a passion of mine. I've always enjoyed, yeah, facilitation and working with people. It's a long road. And as an older student, the sacrifices financially to go full time, some of those things you have to make. Yeah.